please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G just making a video about So You Want a Girlfriend? I got you. Well, let's go. Yes, I know some of you fellas want to have that nice young pussy that you could get to fuck and they'll make you feel so good. I know. I feel that itch too. But you can't, my friends. At least not in this country. I'm in America. I don't know what country you are, but hey, you could put on the comments section and you could tell me what country you're from. But yeah, I'm sure it's not one that lets you do what you need to do to get a woman. Are they letting you make money? No. Are they letting women be more ladylike? No. They're empowering them and they're making them insane. You know what, but yeah, if you have $2,000, you could go to Pakistan. Yes, friends. Do you want to get yourself a Pajit wife? Yeah. Well, let's see. I got a clip, so I don't know. Maybe this is a viable place to get yourself one. Well, let's find out.
Does it cost to marry a Pakistani wife? The price is so low, it's almost unbelievable. With just 10 days salary.
Hey fellas, what do you think? Do you think this bitch will pass or not? She's pretty. Look at her face. She doesn't look like a fucking dirty, smelly Pajit. But her surroundings make her look like a fucking peasant. Because she is a peasant, so yeah. Well, yeah. It costs you 2,000 bucks to get her. It says 10 days salary, so whatever, more or less. But yeah, you could bring this bitch fucking home. Yeah, I'm sure where you living is better. Maybe you have like a mansion compared to the shit that they live in. Look at the background, it's all full of shit. So, yeah, any place, even a cardboard box would be a bit better place than this place. So, yeah, let's see what else it's about.
I could marry an 18-year-old Pakistani girl.
Well, friends, what do you think? You could get this 18-year-old chick for 10 days' salary. How much does it cost to get one that's under 18? Are you going to pay more or less? I don't know, friends. These are questions that you should know, but let's continue.
In the neighborhoods of Islamabad, the capital of Pakistan, many locals don't have proper houses. They live in tents.
Yeah, friends, no matter where the fuck you go or wherever you're gonna live, it's gonna be improving to the shithole she lives. Yeah, she's pretty much camping in the good old outdoors. Yeah, so what the fuck? It's better than a fucking train fucking underpass or whatever you wanna call it. But yeah, friends, this bitch, she'll be grateful because you elevated her. But knowing women, they won't be grateful because they'll treat you like shit because women fucking suck. Because they're selfish, entitled bitches. Just saying.
It feels like stepping into a refugee camp. In the slums, many young women dream of changing their fate and long to get married. I asked how much it would cost to marry one of them, and a passerby told me $2,000.
Yes, friends, for $2,000, you'll get yourself an 18-year-old bitch and you could make her yours. Oh yeah, for the low price of $2,000, 2,000 smackaroos, you get yourself a bitch like this. Yes, friends, the things you could do. But the thing is, what are you going to do when you actually bought her? If you bring her over here to the United States, she'll become a feminist, most likely. And then, dun 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 dun, wow. Yep, it fucking sucks. But what can you do? Are you going to live over there in Pakistan? I don't know. Well, let's see what other options you have.
Soon after, a matchmaker brought two girls for me to meet. Both had just turned 18.
Yeah, well, here's this chick. I'm assuming it's the first one they're talking about. She's 19. Yeah, are you going to pay more or less for this chick? If it was me, if she's going to be older, she'd have to pay less. But, let's find out, right?
First girl was 19, looking sincere and kind. She had 5 siblings, and her mother was sick. She showed me a...
Let me get this straight. So this chick has 5, count them, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 brothers and or sisters, and 1 sick mother. Ooh, something tells me this might be a package deal. Would you want to marry a chick that has all that shit? Yeah, I'm assuming that they're going to want you to pay for this shit. If they live in a country that's a shithole, and they think you're fucking Daddy Warbucks or whatever you want to call that fool, fucking fund these motherfuckers. I don't know. Is $2,000 worth it? I don't know, man. Maybe he could give these fucking Pajit some poison or something so they could fuck off somewhere. I don't know. Oh, remember, friends, this is for entertainment purposes only. These are just my delusions, so don't cancel me.
Photo on her phone. It looked like her mom had gone through a major surgery and needed money badly. That part I could understand, but what came next was harder to accept. If I married her, I'd have to take her abroad and bring her brother along.
What the fuck? Why the hell do I want this dildo with me for? Fuck that shit. Yeah, what the hell do I want this for there? I'm gonna be fucking his sister. I wanna fuck this fool. Yeah. What, for $2,000 I get him for free? I'm not gay, bro, so fuck off. Just saying.
I politely declined. Then they introduced another girl. I thought she looked even prettier. She was 18, and her dowry was also $2,000.
Okay, here's this bitch. Yeah, she's pretty too, so she passes. But, I wonder what's gonna be her fucking foibles. In case you know what a foible is, it's one of her mistakes, you know, something that's not good. Anyways, let's find out.
She had been introduced to another man before, but apparently, that man ran back to his country and left her behind. What's a...
Yeah, I don't know. Why did this dude dip out on this bitch? She looks pretty. I like her. Yeah, I would take her home, but what's wrong with her? Is she a psycho? Is she psychotic? Does she do some bullshit? Or what? Does she fucking have a fucked up laugh? What's wrong with her? Why did the guy go? Let's find out.
Surprised me was that we had just met, yet she said we could get married the very next day, and she could even come to China with me.
Come with? I'd rather come inside of you, bitch. Yeah. You gonna bring this chick over? I would, but I don't know. But yeah, this guy lives in China. Oh, that's right, because I have that one-child policy, so there's more chicks than men over there in China, so they're disproportioned. So now dudes have to get other bitches to go marry them. Well, I guess if you have the money, why not? Well, China's doing way, way better than America is, so fuck it. That's what happens when people do stupid shit, so let's continue.
The matchmaker from the slum, the woman who arranged the meeting, seemed kind and warm. Honestly, marrying an 18-year-old Pakistani girl for $2,000 doesn't sound like much, but...
Okay, friends, get ready. We're gonna find out what's the problem marrying these Pakistani bitches. Is it worth spending 2,000 smackers on one? I don't know. It might be a good thing, or it might not be. You know how women like to fucking do the old switcheroo on you? And that's fucking bullshit, but that's the world that we live in. So let's continue, right?
The real issue is that once you marry her, you often end up supporting her entire family. Most...
Well, there you go, friends. That's the hidden cost. You gotta take care of the whole fucking brood. Yeah, do you wanna take care of the whole fucking family? Yeah, look at here. I say I count with my little eye. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 retards. And what are you gonna do? You gonna feed all these motherfuckers just because you wanna get laid? Yeah, what the fuck's a $2,000 for? What the fuck are you gonna do with it? That, well, I gotta keep on fucking paying a fucking subscription for that pussy? You're fucking stupid. Go fuck yourself. What are you gonna do? If I was this Chinese dude, cross over the border. You gonna jump over the border and try to get luck? Fuck you. Right? What the fuck is this fucking ass belunker gonna do? Not a goddamn thing. Well, let's continue.
Girls in the slums come from poor families with many siblings. Once you marry her, the whole family will rely on you to help them escape poverty.
Not my problem, pal. You need to fucking take yourself out of that bullshit. It's not my fucking job. Like, nobody saves my ass. Why the fuck should I save other motherfuckers? This bitch is mine. I already paid for her. If you want more, go get a job, you fucking faggot. Just saying.
If you truly want to marry a Pakistani girl, it's better to live in Pakistan for a while first. Learn Urdu, meet local girls naturally, and fall in love freely. That's far more genuine and reliable. So, here's the question. Would you...
Yeah, what do you think, friends? Would you take this deal? Would you pay $2,000 and bring this chick over to wherever the fuck you live? But you have to also pay a subscription for that pussy to her family.
No, I'm not.
Because they want you to save their asses too. Apparently, because you fuck her, you fucking automatically marry the whole fucking family.
No.
Whatever, man. I wouldn't agree to that shit. I'll say, fuck you. Too bad, so sad. Better look next time. What the fuck is she gonna do? She's gonna run away from me? Fuck, no, she's not. She's gonna say, oh, I don't know you, motherfucker. Bye. Deuces. Well, if she doesn't, well, then fuck her too. That's the world that we live in. You gotta deal with women's bullshit. But yeah, fucking guys do. Me, I just see that women are just a waste of time. Yeah, if you can't control them, there's no point. Because women do some stupid shit, so... What are you gonna do, friend? Are you gonna put up with their shit, or are you gonna do your own thing? Oh, I'm doing my own thing. I don't know about you, but... It is what it is. Well... I don't know. I guess I'll talk to you later, because... This shit's kind of annoying. Yeah, pretty face, but so fucking twisted. Well, goodbye.
This is literally one of the kind. Make sure it's not upside down. Okay, let's take it out of the package and let's show everybody what we've got here. For those that
remember, I always promised Mike something. For 4 years.
Yeah.
Mike, on behalf of the Corbin Network.